Ryzen 5, boom, just dropped in the wee small hours, all based on Zen, all unlocked, all on sale April 11th, starting with $169 1400, 4-core, 8-thread, 3.2 gigahertz base, 3.4 gigahertz boost. That's $169. The 1500X, again, 4 cores, 8 threads, 3.5 gigahertz base, 3.7 gigahertz boost. The 1600, which is a 6-core, 12-thread processor, 3.2 gigahertz, 3.6 gigahertz boost, $219. And the premiere of the Ryzen 5, the 1600X, again, 6 cores, 12-thread, 3.6 gigahertz base, 4 gigahertz boost, $249. All to be on sale on April 11th. Motherboard supplies still tight as far as Ryzen chipsets go, but we understand that motherboard manufacturers are building and shipping as fast as they can. We're hearing that both from AMD and from motherboard manufacturers. Something I'm thinking about a lot since I'm in the process, literally building today, my Ryzen 7 1800X system on an Asus Pro 370 motherboard, is that you want to keep an eye out for firmware updates. In many cases, you probably haven't. It's probably a firmware update based on February for memory and compatibility and UEFI updates. And we expect some additional ones soon, in part because there is evidence, well, confirmed. It's not just evidence. AMD's confirmed it, that the Ryzen processors are locking on certain FMA3 workloads. And started in the HWBot forum. And certain workloads, quote, resulted in a hard lock every time it was run, and happened on the 1700 to the 1800X, you know, default power and clock settings. This wasn't like an overclocking tweaker issue. This was like the standard settings on the motherboard. It looks like that it might be a power issue, and AMD says a fix will be provided via motherboard firmware updates. So we'll have more news on that as the information comes out. But if you are building a AMD Ryzen-based system, keep an eye out for firmware updates because they should be a good thing, a helpful thing. And we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm excited.
All about the microcode updates, man. Every time a new product comes out, always some little errata hanging out in the code somewhere. So you know what? It's nice that they have this kind of scrutiny on a new part, though. That'll help a lot of people down the road. So
there's a lot of scrutiny on this part. I'm excited to get this machine running and start seeing just how fast it runs Handbrake for me. That actually right there you're looking at right there is the announcement from AMD discussing the Ryzen 5 CPUs and all of the information on that. So should be good. We'll be using the same motherboards as the Ryzen 7 CPUs.